It's time for Your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
You know, as the Nuggets continue to build this growing dynasty, you know, when we put the museum together of all the great moments during this golden era, hang the picture of Jamal Murray's fadeaway deep in the corner in front of the Nuggets bench with the entire crowd standing and watching, with Anthony Davis stretching out to try to block the shot in vain. Hang that one up in the museum, because that was a masterpiece. The Nuggets.
That's the kind you make it like a statue outside, right?
Right.
That would be a great statue. Or maybe when he's laying on the ground and Anthony Davis is tripping over his feet into the Nuggets bench.
101-99 as the Nuggets pull off a 20-point comeback in the second half, the largest comeback in playoff history. Jamal Murray shaking off a terrible three quarters to come through clutch in the fourth.
If it wasn't for my teammates, it could have been a different game. So I appreciate every single one of them. Every single one of them told me to keep shooting. And you should have been in the huddles hearing the amount of keep shooting I was getting. Kind of getting frustrated with them because I just wanted to be quiet. But it was nice just to have that kind of support from everybody. You know, everybody was in my ear. So that's my teammates, man. They helped me get it done.
Do you think they have on ESPN right now, the music playing behind Greenberg and all is like a funeral dirge, like just a death march?
You know, when the Lakers played a great, they played a perfect game.
Oh,
they played a perfect game up until they stopped being perfect and then they choked. But they were playing a perfect game, and throughout the whole thing, I'm thinking, oh my God.
Right.
It is going to be insufferable on the four-letter network tomorrow. But Lakers gonna Laker, right?
Yeah.
Lakers gonna Laker.
Yeah. Dude, it was awesome.
So the Nuggets now up 2-0, and they've won 10 straight against the Lakers. By the way, do not forget about the contributions of one Nikola Jokic. He had 10 points in the final 5.5 minutes of that game. So, hey, stop me if you've seen this before. Nuggets with clutch performances in the fourth quarter coming down the stretch, led by the best duo I've seen in the NBA in a couple of decades in Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. They delivered again. And Michael Malone, not at all surprised that his team was able to come back after falling into that deep hole.
It speaks to guys just trusting the process, staying with it, making the necessary adjustments, then guys stepping up. You got to make plays to get back in it and win a game when you're down by 20. And we had a lot of guys step up and make big play after big play. So, we did our job.
They did their job. Jamal Murray finishes with 23 points. Nikola Jokic, another triple-double. This one, 27 points, 20 rebounds, 10 assists. Michael Porter Jr., 6 threes on his way to scoring 22. Christian Brown, 10 off the bench. So the Nuggets 2-0. They head back out to Los Angeles for Game 3 coming up on Thursday. Next on the Morning Brew, the Avalanche. Your turn tonight to respond with a big-time effort as they will take on the Jets in Winnipeg, trailing the series 1-0. Ross Colton, one of several Avalanche who able to shake off game one.
Obviously, it's a long 7-game series. A lot of guys in this room have, you know, been in situations like this. It's, you know, you lose game one. It's really not a big deal. I think, like I said, we have a lot of positives to draw from that game and just, you know, turn the page, move forward and, you know, come out, you know, hungry and, you know, we got to take game two.
Okay, so here is your goaltending situation, right? Nobody wants to see Alexander Georgiev between the pipes anymore. Well, you might. You might get him again tonight because Eustace Onanen, again, battling some sort of illness, was not at practice yesterday. The Avs did call up Ivan Prosvetov as insurance. So I don't know, Mark, barring something unforeseen, I think you're going to get Georgiev again. Because for Onanen, guy's never had an NHL playoff start. And you're going to throw him in game two on the road. having not practiced, having been sick the last couple of days.
All right.
I mean, well, where would you put the odds that Georgiev is your starter tonight?
About 100%. And the kid they brought up, right, has never played in an NHL game.
No, he has.
Oh, this kid
he has.
The kid they had up the other night hadn't, right?
The backup, no. But Prozvitas has played. He played this year. He played in a number of games this year. So, no, he's got backup experience. But, again, I can't imagine you're just going to throw him in. I know that plenty of Avalanche fans are like, fine,
why not?
To lose? But I think all signs are pointing towards Georgiev right now. Next on the, by the way, game two coming up tonight, 7:30 puck drop in Winnipeg. Next on the Morning Brew, the Broncos trading for Zach Wilson. So I got this text after we were just talking about Wilson. Maybe you might want to address this one. This is from Mac Sixpack. Jeez, Team Peyton Pander has reached a new low with the ringing endorsement of Wilson. Yikes, not buying this at all. Are you giving
ringing endorsement?
Are you giving Wilson a ringing endorsement, or are you giving this move a ringing endorsement?
I'm giving the move, and I'm giving Wilson, again, you people hear what you want to hear sometimes. Unbelievable talent. I didn't say he was a great quarterback. Did I say that? Did I say he fixed your quarterbacking issues? He's an unbelievable talent that played for the Jets, and the Jets have ruined more quarterbacks than I don't know what. So I need a Troy Rankism there. They've ruined more quarterbacks than, you know, whatever. What's something that's been ruined a lot?
Text line. What do you got?
Yeah. I mean, Troy Rank would have something about a microwave and, you know, and tinfoil. But I didn't say that Zach Wilson's your savior. I say he's incredibly talented, and if coached properly, could I see him resurrecting his career? Absolutely, if, like, he matures and if he takes that responsibility seriously and if he can process information. Talent is not the issue. Talent's never been the issue. That's why he was drafted number two overall. But you people think that if you go get a quarterback, you know, you move up to get Trey Lance, you're going to solve your issues. How's that working out? You think you go get Justin Fields and it'll solve your issue? How's that working out? You think you're going to go get, you know, Carson Wentz or Jameis Winston? It's going to solve your issue. How's that working out? Sam Darnold, how's that working? Like, come on.
Well, it's funny. It's the same folks who are, you know, bashing this move are the same ones who are saying, go up, move up, draft a quarterback, any quarterback, for what? Their potential.
Right.
Their talent. Their potential. The same stuff that you're saying now with Zach Wilson you don't want to pay any attention to.
Uh-huh.
Is the same stuff that you're building your argument around why you got to go get a quarterback in the first round.
Right.
With the understanding, by the way, that of the likely, what, five quarterbacks, let's say, that will go in the first round on Thursday, four of them will fail.
Yeah.
Four of them in a few years will be Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Just understand that.
Yeah.
Understand that. Okay, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.